Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through God's holy and divine word. Hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God in heaven, I am so thankful for another day of your grace, Lord God, another day that you have given me, Lord God. May this day be used to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you praise, for there is none like you, Father God. I lift my hand this morning, Lord God, as I lift my head beyond the hill from which my help comes from, Lord. And my help comes from you. For you are the lifter of my head. Father God, I pray this prayer today, asking you, Lord God, to please increase as I decrease. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength and my redeemer. In the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, I lift up this holy word, thanking you, praising you, and knowing that all things are working for good. Because we trust in you, Lord God, as we meditate on your word. May it be a balm in Gilead over our weary soul today. In Jesus' name again, I pray. Amen. Good morning, family. It is another day with the Lord, and I am grateful. We had a great time on extended time on Wednesday, on Friday. We had extended show on Friday. We were here for an hour and a half to get all of our Genesis word in, and we did. Yay! We got it in, and you found out where our myth for prayer comes from, where in Genesis it comes from. That it was a covenant between Laban and Jacob, now Israel, that the Lord would watch between them while they were absent one from each other. So it was a, what, say it with me, y'all. A great word. Yes, it was. So we are going into our also, Old Testament will be in Psalms and Proverbs and Matthew this morning. Our Psalm will be the seventh Psalm, verses 6. I'm still in fiction. Let's see on the Bible here. 6-8. Chapter 6, 6 Psalm, chapter 6, chapter 7, I'm sorry, will be in the 7th Psalm, verses 6 through chapter 8. And we'll be in Proverbs chapter 3, starting at verse 9 and ending at verse 20. And we will be also in Matthew, starting in chapter 9 and going to chapter 11. So hopefully everyone was able to write that down. And please join me in Psalm this morning. We're going to go to chapter 7. And I will be coming out of King James today. And we will be starting at the 6th verse in Psalm this morning. And it says, "Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people come past, and about thee about. For their sake therefore return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the heart and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will rip his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instrument of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutor. Behold, he traveleth with iniquity. Behold, he traveleth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood." God don't play. Don't play with God, because God is not going to play with you. He is not going to allow the wicked to continue to get away with what we may perceive as. They just get away with everything. They do so much evil, but they keep getting away with it. Don't worry. God got it covered. And as we go forth in verse 15, it says, "He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. O Lord our God," chapter 8 of the Psalm, "God's glory and man's honor" is the title. And it says this, "O Lord," there's something about saying, "O Lord." "O Lord our God, how X thy name in all the earth. Oh, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." And that is the title of our lesson this morning. And I just need to read it one more time. "God's glory and man's honor to the chief musician upon Gedith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our God, O Lord, our Lord, excuse me, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy am that avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man? Woo, I love this. It's one of my favorite scriptures. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou givest him? I read that again. 8th Psalm, verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou givest him? But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. And has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 8 begins and ends with, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Can y'all say, praise the Lord this morning with me? Praise the Lord with me this morning. Praise the Lord. There is no God like our God. But he is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How excellent is his name in all the earth. How excellent is our Lord. How gracious is our God. And please join me in Proverbs chapter 3. And we have read everything up, and we're going to start this morning at verse number 9. And we're going to go to verse 20. And all I can say is, it is a great word this morning. Verse number 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thy increase. In other words, pay your tithes. Give God what belongs to God. Pay your tithe. Pay your tithe. Chapter 9 of Proverbs. Chapter 3, verse 9 of Proverbs. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. But the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and gain. Therefore than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Lengthen of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Verse number 17. She is, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold unto her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. Hallelujah. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. And I always like to say, like the dew in the morning. Whew, hallelujah. May he rest upon my heart. Thank you, Miss Judith. And so we're going to go back and get some life lessons from our Psalm and Proverbs this morning. And all I can say is it has been a great word. When God put it on my heart this morning to just read them in the Old Testament, because we don't do Old Testament very often. New King James very often. I am more of a New King James person. I love New King James. I like to read New King James. It's easier to understand than King James on occasion. So that is why I do New King James, but God put it on my heart this morning to come from King James. So we are in King James this morning. So please get your King James versions out if you have them. But we will be reading out of King James today. You know, I know there are so many that is your book. That is your Bible that you read. And I respect that. And so there are some mornings I will come out of King James, especially when we have a lot of word coming. It's a lot simpler just to come out of King James and then just read it straight through. So thank you all for your patience with me in King James this morning. And so we're going to go back to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9. Verses actually 5 through 10. Even though we didn't read verse 5 today, we know that we're going to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And as Dr. Stanley brings it forth, he says, God's best for those that are like Dr. Stanley. I am coming out of the Charles Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible. Biblical principles for each day of the year. And I'm coming out of the New King James Version. So for those that are just joining us, that is our standard Bible for this year. And I'm just using my regular King James Version of the Bible also. If God puts it on my heart, I may go to my Greek and Hebrew Bible. I think it's actually Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic Bible, but I may go to that also and read the English translation from it as well. I don't know. Whatever God gives me is what we'll do. So let's go back into this word. This is in Proverbs 3, 5 through 10 is a godly compass for your life. It does not make any difference who you are, what you do, where you live, or what your vocation is. This concise, trustworthy compass will help you find God's best for your life. The first point of this spiritual compass is centered upon your trust in God. 3 and 5. Friends, here is the most important key to finding God's best for you. You must have faith in the Lord God for every area of your life. He is omnipotent, knows all things, omnipotent, all-powerful, and he loves you perfectly, which means that he can and will arrange of your life to work out for your best. If you'll trust him with all your heart, it all begins with centering your trust in him. Are you trusting in the Lord today? The second point is this spiritual compass helps you understand God's three requirements for you. You are to rely on God only and not upon your own wisdom or understanding. You see, there are some things that you will never be able to understand with your limited knowledge. Therefore, you must rely upon God's profound wisdom for your life. Number two, you are to respect him as your God. You should stand in awe before him, worship him, and obey him. Friend, if you do not respect and honor God, you cannot expect to be wise. See, wisdom starts with fearing him. Proverbs 9:10. He is the only one who has the authority to govern every area of your life. Number three, you are to reject evil. Everyone faces evil at one point or another, and you are going to be tempted to sin. Come on now. God will not eliminate your temptations, trials, heartaches, burdens, or defects. Rather, you must trust him to help you flee from evil. Three, the third point of this spiritual compass is everything that God promises you. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 6 through 10. Number one, God will make your path straight. In other words, God will guide you and make your life easier. That doesn't mean you won't have any obstacles along the way. Rather, it means that God will either remove them or enable you to overcome them. Number two, God will bring health to your body. Now, not everyone who is sick is living in sin. Did y'all catch that? Not everyone who is sick is living in sin. And we all know that is true. All we have to do is go to Job. We go to Job and we know that Job is messed up. He's dying. He wants to just die. But he always stands firm in his trust in God. Even when his friends talk about him, vilify him, call him everything but a child of God. He does not falter in his faith. He continues to believe. And that is what we must also do. Believe and trust in the Lord. And as we continue in our word this morning, it says, God will bring health to your body. Now, not everyone who is sick is living in sin. I'm saying it again. However, most of us would admit that sometimes we disobey God by using our body unwisely, and that often insults results in sickness. Therefore, trust is clear guidance to lead you to better health. Hallelujah. Number three, God will bless you with plenty. You must obey him in every area of your life, even with your finances. God is your source, and he wants to bless you with plenty. However, first, you must honor him with what you have. Got to honor God with what you have. Friends, if you want your life to be the very best it can be, you must put your full trust in God. You must honor him as your Lord, and you must obey him in every area of your life. That is what godly living is all about. The heart of living life at its best. And as you put your full trust in him with all your heart, you must anticipate God's direction, better health, and financial blessings. So trust him. He has the answer to your every need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. What a word this morning. And as we continue in Psalm chapter 7, verses 11 and verse 17, life lessons. And it says this, God is just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. God loves the world and sent his son to die for undeserving sinners. Yet he remains a holy God and will certainly judge all those who reject his son. Psalm 17:7-17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Everything God does, he does right. There will never come a time, say, Lord, I'm afraid you messed up here. Well, no, God doesn't mess up. We do. And he does come along to help us clean up our messes. Even when we don't understand what he does, we can be sure that he acts in righteousness. Yes, he does. And as we continue in our Psalms, life lessons, chapter 8, it says, what is a man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? I love that word. The more we learn about the vastness of the universe, the more powerful this question becomes. Although we are but a speck in the immensity of the cosmos, God places his love and unwavering attention on us. God loves us. He cares about us. He wants the best for us. He sent his beloved son for us. Psalm, and we're talking 8 and 9. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent our title for this morning. Is your name in all the earth? I got to read it again. 8 Psalm, verse 9. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. When we say that God's name is excellent, we mean that everything about him, his character, his actions, his thoughts, his desires, his plans, his words, is excellent and praiseworthy and perfect. You know, one of my favorite songs is You Are Holy. And then it goes on to say, you are worthy. You are faithful. Lord, you're faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Hallelujah. You can't say anything more than thank you, God, for loving me enough to allow me to come into your presence. And as we go back to our proverb, closer to you, Lord, closer to you, Lord, early in his life. You know, Dr. Stanley is talking about a person in England. But we're going to go to just knowing that God is better. You know, God is good. God loves us. We want to be close to God. And he talked about John Donne, one of England's great poets, was known for his controversial poetry as a cheerful criticism of religious denominations. However, Donne did not remain antagonistic toward God. After joining the Church of England and marrying Anne Moore, Donne experienced immense suffering. He and Anne lost 5 of their 12 children and lived in despondent poverty. Donne continually struggled with depression and physical affliction. One would think that the suffering would have driven Donne's father from God. However, the exact opposite is true. During this time, Donne studied God's ways with fervor. Donne wrote, batter my heart, ye persons, God. for you, but a battle my heart repays to God for you, and yet but not let mine feet submit. Take me to you and prison me, for I accept you, and draw me, never shall be safe. Gandhi understood that all this trial brought him closer to God, as Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12 says, whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father does son in a home through the light. Have you been corrected by God? I know I have. It is no fun. I straightened up quick, because there is nothing like being corrected by Daddy God. He don't play. And we as his children have to understand, you got to obey your Father who is in heaven, because he has your best interest at heart. And as we go back into this, or Dr. Stanley has to say, says, if you are suffering greatly, do not think that God is abandoning you. Rather, like Gandhi, God is making your life into a sweet sonnet. Gandhi was not only one of England's great poets, but also one of its greatest preachers. God is making something phenomenal of your life, too. As W.L. Watkinson wrote, the rarest souls have been tested with high pressures and temperatures, but heaven will not desert them. Let's call it straight. When you accept the Lord God into your life, he has never said it will be easy. He has never said that you won't go through. He has never said, ease on in, and you can do whatever you want to do because Jesus died for you, so you can send it up until you decide to repent. It don't work like that, because you're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised today. And as you think you're getting away with something, you can die right in the midst of your sin, right in the midst of doing what you shouldn't be doing and not have time to repent. So the best thing to do is walk in righteousness every day. Do as God tells you to do every day. Trust in the Lord with all my heart every day. And know that our Lord, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Call on the Father today. Call on the Son today. Ignite the Holy Spirit in you today. For God is waiting. He is waiting with bated breath for you to come on in and take a seat in your rightful place among his children. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. And I will be starting in our Matthew word. We know that God has called Matthew. On the other day, he called him. We know his name is Levi. And he is also Matthew. In the book of Matthew, he calls himself Matthew. And so we are starting in Matthew chapter 9, starting at verse number 18. And we'll go back and do our life lessons after we finish our words. So starting at Matthew chapter 9. It's your Bible, chapter 9, verse 18. And it's the ruler's daughter. And we already know that before Lazarus, Jesus had risen somebody else from the dead. Lazarus was just a spectacular event where the Pharisees and the Sadducees and everybody saw Lazarus come out of the tomb after 4 days. So we understand that Lazarus was no joke. But this baby girl here, nobody knows that she's dead. Jesus tells them up front, she's just sleeping. A ruler's daughter raised. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, come on now, on the way to do one miracle, another miracle happened. 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. But she said unto her within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he's talking to them wailing women, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him and took scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in, took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed hence, two blind men followed him, crying and said, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread about his fame in all the country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb sat, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casts out devils through the prince of the devil. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And this is a word that I always love, and it is the need for laborers. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Plenty. There's a lot of work for us to do. A lot of work for us to accomplish. We work for the Lord. And it's time to go to work. It's time to do what we're called to do. Hallelujah. It's time to go to work. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. God is calling you today. If you are an evangelist, evangelize. If you are a prophet, or prophetess, prophesy. If you are a teacher, preacher, teach and preach. If you are a pastor, preach and lead your sheep. Hallelujah. Whatever your calling is, just do it. Just like that little swish from Nike, just do it. Do your work. It's time to go to work today. Chapter 10 of Matthew, the mission of the 12. And Jesus spoke a whole lot of this. I love the red letter Bible, because it shows you this is what Jesus had to say. And says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. The 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor strip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet scarves. For the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go in. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as a dove. Ooh, I like that word too. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. In other words, you're going to get beat. They're going to tell on you, and you're going to get beat. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how of what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And I can say this as a minister. There have been times where I have my word all written out, all typed up, all ready to go. And before the first word is uttered out of my mouth, God has changed the whole message, and he just speaks it. And all I can say is what God said. And sometimes when God speaks to you, it can cut like a knife. And it not only cut who you're speaking to, it cuts you too. That's when you know it's God, because only God can speak what he needs to speak. That goes two ways. Come on now. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father, the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. We see this. I just saw or heard on the newscast that a five-year-old had got a hold of his mother's son and shot him. We just heard last week, I believe, a week before last, of a six-year-old shooting his teacher. What in the world is going on that children are getting access to guns? The Word of God is telling us. What does it say? And the children shall go up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. that ye that endure to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye in another. But verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to the soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a seven, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And I just like to say, and God knows everyone, from the black to the gray, from the red to the brown, from the blonde to the brunette. God knows everything, every hair on your head. Knows. And it says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. Whew, thank you, Jesus. But whoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Are you calling on the name of Jesus this morning? Are you telling the good news? Are you afraid to speak and say who you love? I love the Lord, and he loves me. His name is Jesus, and I'll call on his name, for he is holy. He is righteous. He is good. Hallelujah. Thanks be the name of my Savior. And I'll say it. His name is Jesus. Wonderful Counselor. Almighty God. Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to call on his name. Thank you, Lord. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus has told you what will happen if you deny him on this earth. Don't deny the Lord today. Speak his name. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. He's letting you know I didn't come to play. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foe shall be by his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that taketh not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever says to one of these little ones, a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily, I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Chapter 11, Tribute to John the Baptist. and we know that John spoke the truth to power. And when you speak truth to power, some get mad. So let's see what Matthew has to say. And it says, and it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the words of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, woo, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear clothing are in the king's house. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. But this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them they that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence taketh by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, who was for to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children, setting in the markets and calling unto their fellows, and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. But John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has the devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine babbler, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. The judgment of the unrepentant. Then began he to unbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto the Chorazines! Woe unto thee, Bethesda! But if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thus Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. But if the mighty works which ye have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, I would have remained unto this day. You already know what that means, that he was the one that was in Sodom and destroyed it. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Jesus reveals the Father. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in the sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man. The Father saves the Son, and he is whomever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean on me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that is our word for this morning. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for all of you. We're going to try to get a few life lessons from Matthew this morning that we can take with us today. There will not be a show on tomorrow. I will be at the Martin Luther King breakfast in my city on tomorrow morning. And so there will not be a show on tomorrow. That's why we have done 3 days of word, actually 4 days of word on Friday and 4 days of word this morning. On Tuesday, when we come back together, we will do a prayer that we have for today. But before we get out of here, as always, a word from Sister Carolyn. And we'll come back on Tuesday with some of the life lessons from Matthew, because time, I don't believe, will permit me to get into all the life lessons, but I will come back and try after a word from our sister in Christ. On yesterday's word, joy is a product of God's plan, the joy of the Lord today. Have a super joyful Saturday, and we say that every day. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. So we give praise unto the mighty God. And for this morning, it is our word for today, our word from today. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20. He who keeps the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Whew, Proverbs 16 and 20. Have a blessed Sunday, family. And we already know that was our proverb for this morning. It's trust. Trusting in God. Believing in God. Understanding. Getting our understanding from God. Acknowledging God. He who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is. Are you trusting God this morning? And so as we get ready to leave, I pray our prayer of mitzvah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. Enjoy your time with God. I pray you find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Stay in the Word and watch God work in your life. Thank you for joining me this morning. Please join me again on Tuesday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Same channel, same place. Blog Talk Radio, you have been listening to Moving Forward with Minister Bridget. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. And I thank again Dr. Charles Stanley for allowing us to read his Bible, the Charles Stanley Life Principles, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each year. As we say on this show, get your Bible. Get your Bible. This is a great Bible for your biblical arsenal. Again, thanking God for you, God for his word. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. It is a wrap. Thank you again for joining me. Have a blessed day.